Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration of using Line with VoiceOver, I want to show you how to use the word suggestion feature in Mac OS with VoiceOver. The word suggestion feature being where you type in the beginning of a word, press the escape key and get a list of suggestions to complete that word, and of course help you learn how to spell a particular word. So as usual, I've got my MacBook Pro turned on, VoiceOver's running, and let me start from a known spot on my computer by doing Shift VOD, remembering that the VO keys are the Control and Option keys held down together. So I'll do that now, Shift Control Option D for desktop.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Now we'll practice using the word suggestions feature in TextEdit. So since I'm at my desktop, I'm going to jump to my applications folder by doing Shift Command A for Apple.
Now in Applications window.
And I'm not going to bother interacting with the table to move down to TextEdit. I'm just going to type in TEX.
TextEdit.app.
There's TextEdit. I'm going to press Command O to open it.
Open Text Untitled window. Edit text.
And I'm going to interact with the edit area with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with edit text.
Now, one of the words I actually hate to spell all the time is the word familiarize. And I'm pretty sure if I type in F-A-M-I-L, I'll be certain to get that amount done. So let me do that now with F-A-M-I-L.
Famil.
And because I paused, VoiceOver reads out what I've typed in so far. I'm going to press the Escape key to bring up the word suggestion list.
Interact with word completion suggestions list, one item selected. Familial. Selected text, 1 of 24.
Okay, there's 24 suggestions. And in this case, as opposed to the auto-suggestion feature using that with VoiceOver, it doesn't make any difference here whether you've got QuickNav turned on or off. So let me press my down arrow key.
Familiar. Selected text, 2 of 20. Familiars. Familiarities. Familiarities. Familiarity. Familiarities. Familiarization. Familiarization. Familiarize. Selected text, 10 of 24.
And there we go. There's familiarize. Now, if I wanted to say it again, of course, I can press VOW or Control Option W. And if I wanted to spell it, I would press VO or Control Option W twice. So let me press VOW first.
Familiarize.
And then we'll spell it VOW again.
F-A-M-I-L-I-A-R-I-Z-E.
And that's, of course, familiarize, which is exactly what I want. Press the Enter key.
Error. Unhighlighted. Insertion at end of text.
Now, that sounds really odd the way it's just said that. Because it's actually completing the rest of the word, that's why it's pronouncing it very oddly. But if we do VO left arrow or Control Option left arrow.
Familiarize.
There's the word. And of course, we can read it character by character. Or if we do our good old VOW once to say the word, or VOW twice again to spell the word. And that's how to use the word suggestion feature in Mac OS with VoiceOver. Extremely useful. It's not a VoiceOver command as such. It's built into the operating system, but a very useful feature, like me, if you get stuck on particular words or if you just need some help spelling a word. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.